ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3, The Status Quo, Chapter 16, Jai and Bijai, Cursed by the Sages, Part 2, Verses 13 through 25, The Four Kumaras Pray to Lord Narayan. Lord Brahma continued speaking to the demigods.
Even though the sages had been bitten by the serpent of anger, their souls were not satiated with hearing the Lord's lovely and illuminating speech, which was like a series of Vedic hymns. The Lord's excellent speech was difficult to comprehend because of its momentous import and its most profound significance. The sages heard it with wide-open ears and pondered it as well. But although hearing, they could not understand what the Lord intended to do. The four Brahmana sages were nevertheless extremely delighted to behold Narayan, and they experienced a thrill throughout their entire bodies. The four Kumaras then spoke as follows to the Lord, who had revealed the multi-glories of the Supreme Personality through His internal potency, Yogamaya. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, we are unable to know what You intend for us to do. For even though You are the Supreme Ruler of all, You speak in our favor, as if we had done something good for You. O Lord, You are the Supreme Director of the Brahminical culture. Your considering the Brahmanas to be in the highest position is simply Your example for teaching others. Actually, You are the supreme worshipable deity, not only for the gods, but for the Brahmanas also. You are the source of the eternal occupation of all living entities, and by Your multi-manifestations of personalities of Godhead, You have always protected religion. You are the supreme objective of religious principles, and in our opinion, You are inexhaustible and unchangeable eternally. Mystics and transcendentalists, by the mercy of the Lord, cross beyond nescience by ceasing all material desires. So is it not possible, therefore, that the Supreme Lord can be favored by others? The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, the dust of whose feet is worn on the head by others, waits upon you as appointed, for she is anxious to secure a place in the abode of the king of bees, who hovers on the fresh wreath of tulsi leaves offered at your feet by some blessed devotee. O Lord, You are exceedingly attached to the activities of Your pure devotees, yet You are never attached to the goddess of fortune who constantly engages in Your transcendental loving service. How can You be purified, therefore, by the dust of the path traversed by the Brahmanas? And how can You be glorified or made fortunate by the marks of Sri Vatsa on Your chest? O Lord, You are the personification of all religion. Therefore You manifest Yourself in three millenniums, and You thus protect this universe, which consists of animate and inanimate beings. By Your grace, which is of pure goodness, and which is the bestower of all blessings, kindly drive away the elements of rajas and tamas, passion and ignorance, for the sake of the demigods and the twice-born Brahmanas. O Lord, You are the protector of the highest of the twice-born. For if You did not protect them by offering worship and mild words, then certainly the auspicious path of worship will be rejected by the people in general, who act on the strength and authority of Your Lordship. Dear Lord, You never want the auspicious path to be destroyed, for You are the reservoir of all goodness. Just to benefit people in general, You destroy the evil element by Your mighty potency. You are the proprietor of the three creations and the maintainer of the entire universe. Therefore, Your potency is not reduced by Your submissive behavior. Rather, by submission, You exhibit Your transcendental pastimes. O Lord, whatever punishment You wish to award these two innocent persons, or also to us, we shall accept without duplicity, for we understand that we have cursed two faultless persons.
Om Ajnana Kimarandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Jede Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Desha Tarine Trinadapi Sunichena Toror Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hari Hari Hari, Hari, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalau Natyeva, Natyeva, Natyeva Gati Anyaka. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Bhakta Adigor Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama, Sri Madhukatana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda 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 Jaya Jaya Hari 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 Nittai Goranga Nittai Goranga Nittai Goranga Gora Hari Gora Hari Jaya Gora Hari Nittai Goranga Gora Hari
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya.
The four Kumara sages tried with wide open ears to understand the words from the lips of the Supreme Lord. But although his speech was very concise and meaningful, the sages could not completely comprehend what Narayana was saying. The four Kumaras could not even comprehend the purport of the Lord's speech or what the Supreme Lord wanted to do, nor could they understand whether the Lord was angry or pleased with them. The four Kumaras were almost too puzzled to speak before the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the first time, and the hairs of their bodies stood erect due to their extreme joy. The highest opulence in this material world is called Param Aishtya, the opulence of Lord Brahma. But that material opulence of Brahma, who lives on the topmost planet within this material world, cannot compare to the opulence of the Supreme Lord, because the transcendental opulence in the spiritual world is caused by Yogamaya, whereas the opulence in the material world is caused by Mahamaya. The sages could understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is above everyone, was speaking as if he were in the wrong. Therefore, it was difficult for the four Kumaras to understand the words of the Lord. They could understand, however, that the Lord was speaking in such a humble way just to show them his all-merciful favor. The statement in this section, Dharmasya Paramo Guhya, refers to the most confidential part of all religious principles. So unless one is favored by the Supreme Lord, then one cannot cross over the ocean of the nescience of repeated birth and death. Here it is stated that yogis or mystics cross beyond nescience by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, is sometimes envious of the tulsi leaves which are placed at the lotus feet of the Lord. For those tulsi leaves remain fixed there and do not move, whereas Lakshmiji, although stationed by the chest of the Lord, sometimes has to please other devotees who pray for her favor. Lakshmiji sometimes has to go to satisfy her numerous devotees. But tulsi leaves never forsake their position, and the Lord therefore appreciates the service of tulsi more than the service of Lakshmi. The Lord is addressed in this section as Tri-Yuga, or one who appears in three millenniums, namely Satya, Dwapara, and Treta Yugas. Krishna is not mentioned as appearing in the fourth millennium or Kali Yuga. It is described in Vedic literature that in Kali Yuga, Krishna comes as Channa Avatar, or covered, hidden incarnation, known as Chaitanya Dev. But Krishna does not appear as a manifest incarnation. In other yugas, however, the Lord is a manifest incarnation, and therefore Krishna is addressed as Tri-Yuga, or the Lord who appears in three yugas. The great Acharya Sridhar Swami describes Tri-Yuga as follows. Yuga means couple, and Tri means three. So the Lord is manifest as three couples by his six opulences, or three couples of opulences. In that way, Krishna can also be addressed as Tri-Yuga. Krishna is the personality of religious principles. In three millenniums, religious principles are protected by three kinds of spiritual culture, namely austerity, cleanliness, and mercy. Krishna can be called Tri-Yuga in that way also. In the age of Kali, these three requisites to spiritual culture are almost absent. But Krishna is so kind that in spite of Kali Yuga being devoid of these three spiritual qualities, Krishna comes and protects the people of this age in his covered incarnation as Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is called covered because, although Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself, Lord Chaitanya presents himself as a devotee of Krishna, not directly Krishna. Devotees pray to Lord Chaitanya, therefore, to eliminate their stock of rajas and tamas, passion and ignorance, which are the most conspicuous assets of this age of Kali Yuga. In our Krishna consciousness movement, one cleanses him or herself of the modes of passion and ignorance by chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, as introduced by Lord Chaitanya. The four Kumaras were cognizant of their situation in the modes of passion and ignorance because, although in Vaikuntha, they wanted to curse devotees of the Lord. Since they were conscious of their own weakness, they prayed to the Lord to remove their still existing passion and ignorance. The three transcendental qualifications, cleanliness, austerity, and mercy, are the qualifications of the twice-born and the demigods. Those who are not situated in the quality of goodness cannot accept these three principles of spiritual culture. For the Krishna consciousness movement, therefore, there are three sinful activities which are prohibited, namely illicit sex, intoxication, and eating food other than the prasad offered to Krishna. These three prohibitions are based on the principles of austerity, cleanliness, and mercy. Devotees are merciful because they spare the poor animals, and they are clean because they are free of contamination from unwanted foodstuff and unwanted habits. Austerity is represented by restricted sex life. These principles, indicated by the prayers of the four Kumaras, should be followed by the devotees who are engaged in Krishna consciousness. When there is no protection and special treatment for persons who are devotees of the Lord, who are highly intelligent in spiritual life, then the whole society is lost. The word Nangshati indicates that such a civilization becomes spoiled and is annihilated. The kind of civilization recommended is called Devapatha, which means the royal road of the demigods. The Lord personally wanted to teach this, and therefore Lord Narayana offered so much praise to the four Kumaras. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Krishna's form is completely spiritual, full of bliss and knowledge, and it is eternal. Because the living entities are Krishna's parts and parcels, originally they also belong to the same quality of eternal form as the Lord. But when they come in contact with Maya, the material potency, due to their forgetfulness, their existential constitution is covered. We should try to understand the appearance of Lord Krishna in the same spirit as the Kumaras prayed to him. The four sages rejected their cursing of the two doorkeepers, Jai and Vijay, because they became conscious that persons who engage in the service of the Lord cannot be at fault at any stage. It is said that anyone who has implicit faith in the service of the Lord, or who actually engages in transcendental loving service, has all the good qualities of the demigods. Therefore, a devotee cannot be at fault. If sometimes it is found that one is in error by accident or by some temporary arrangement, that should not be taken very seriously. Finally, the cursing of Jai and Vijay is herein repented, for the Kumaras are now thinking in terms of their position in the modes of passion and ignorance, and the four Kumaras are prepared to accept any kind of punishment from the Lord. So in general, when dealing with devotees, we should not try to find faults.
Recorded May 9, 2023 by Nirantaradasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.